And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, replying to the Skeptic Overview number 10. And hey, Skeptic, I fully know that feeling of it's Friday and I can't talk. And I put it down to basically I've been talking to people all week. I've been talking to people and talking to people and talking to people, and eventually by Friday my mouth is just not working. Neither is my brain, and that's when I usually go for the vodka or the scotch. It tends to just loosen things up a bit and put you in a nice zen frame of mind for podcasting and talking a bit more. Because let's face it, all week you often talk about stuff you don't necessarily want to talk about. In regards to your sort of podcast on and the issue you touched on as to why posts have slowed down, you touched on an interesting thing for me, which brought up sort of my own memory of starting to post on ATS. And you're right, ATS can be quite intimidating for the new person. And when I joined it, we hadn't even hit 100,000 posts. I remember that clocking over. And I remember also, like, sort of at the beginning trying to post some stuff, and I'd always thought of myself as a rather articulate thinker, which is why I joined. And I remember, you know, sort of putting forward some stuff and some more experienced people shooting me down. And that happened more often than not. So I know for myself, for a while I pulled back on posting and just spent a lot of time reading, going, okay, this is a whole new level for me, all right. And sort of trying to formulate things and articulate them a lot better, and, you know, have a lot more grounding, you know, sort of, and sources for what I was trying to say, and try to actually make sense of my postings. And quite often, like, I can't count the amount of times in the time that I didn't post. I think it must have been about a year I just spent reading and not posting, because I'd actually start to post something and I'd get all my sources together and everything, and by the time I got all my sources together and worked out what I was going to say, I was so over getting all my sources together and working out what the hell I was going to say, I would just think, oh, stuff this, I am so not posting it, it's, you know, whatever time at night, forget it. So, you know, that could be an intimidating thing, especially now when the board from when, you know, I went through that to now has, you know, sort of grown a hell of a lot more and jumped so far from what it used to be. And like, the experienced posters are great, but at the same time, looking at that, you know, from a new perspective, that would just be like, whoa, I'm so totally up against some walls here that I think I'm just gonna go over there and think about things and whether I do want to post or not. So that could be, you know, sort of touching on that topic, that could be something. Also, I tend to wonder as well if it's a bit of a news overload situation with a lot of people. I mean, here, this week, we had that, what was it, three pigeons that had come from Canada, just say taking bird flu as a topic. Three pigeons coming in from Canada who tested positive to the antibodies. And a lot of people I worked with, at least, and knew, were glued to the TV sets. They weren't going anywhere. They weren't looking on the internet at stupid stuff, you know, watching movies, anything. They were just glued to the TV sets going, oh my God, is bird flu here? Oh my God, bird flu's here. Oh my God, they tested positive to antibodies. Oh my God. And sort of trying to get through to people that, no, it's not antibodies, it's, you know, they don't have the virus, it's just antibodies, they've been exposed to the virus, bird flu is not here, and can we please, you know, can you go out and read something, look, here's AboveTopSecret.com, go read the whole message board there on bird flu, it hasn't jumped from human to human as yet that we know, okay, calm down, and, you know, the whole terrorist thing and everything, I wonder if people are just almost in a way on information overload on all this stuff, so because there's such a lot to take in, And there's such a lot, you know, to try and keep up with things, that it almost does your head in sometimes. I mean, the series of podcasts I was doing on Australia's anti-terror laws, which is turning into the biggest fiasco in the world, sending us right down the... Oh, wait a minute, that's a seditious comment. I've just edited a seditious comment out of there, so I can't get arrested under these laws. That, you know, I was trying to update those, and every day something new would happen, something new would happen, something new would happen. And so trying to stay ahead of this stuff is, you know, really, really hard. So maybe a lot of people either aren't posting because they're just trying to keep on top of it in understanding themselves, or they're just going, no, I don't want to think about this serious stuff anymore. I need time out. My brain needs time out. I mean, let's face it, this is the information age. Even 5 years ago, who'd have thought I'd be sitting here recording a podcast in a kind of internet conversation, in a way, with the skeptic overlord of AboveTopSecret.com. Things jump a hell of a lot. And these days, with all the information that's around, they jump even further. Anyway, that's my two cents on it. But I think, you know, maybe it could be just a phenomenon, and given time, it will, you know, ease up a little bit. And for the new people, I don't know, wasn't there some kind of adoption system going on, like for new people to help ease them into the boards, or something like that? I vaguely remember, you know, sort of seeing something like that a while ago on ATS, but maybe that's gone by the wayside. But also, yeah, as Benevolent Heretic brought up, I think the arguments, spare me some of the arguments that go on. But at the same time, you know, especially arguments over sources, it's, you know, when you see Weekly World News posted as a source, you can pretty well guarantee that it's bananas. But as Benevolent Heretic said, and like I was saying earlier, people maybe just want to switch off to all the news stuff, which is why, you know, has the traffic of below topsecret.com, you know, sort of dropped off a little bit. Who knows? Well, you know, you could check that out. And so maybe people are turning more towards that than they are towards the news sources, and they're just absorbing what's on ATS and maybe participating in BTS. So anyway, they're my thoughts on the matter. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer signing out.